Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We welcome into the program the head coach of the Atlanta Falcons, Dan Quinn. Morning to you, Coach.
Coach, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Hugh. Good morning, John.
So, Coach, just jump right into it. How frustrating is it for you to keep having the same conversations week in and week out?
Well, I'd say that's one way to go about it, or like it can totally energize you to solve it. You know, we got a team here that wants to do right, and we've got to make sure we can get there. So I'd say more than frustrated, I think you get past that emotion fast to say, all right, how do you solve this issue together? And how do you get to where we're playing ball like we want to? Obviously, we rely on our speed and physicality. So anything that could slow us down from that, overthinking, you know, errors or mistakes, we've got to get that part of our game correct. And that's what we plan on doing. So I guess it shifts for me past frustrated and fast to say, all right, how do we solve this? You know, you put a problem and you want to go solve it, and that's what we're looking to do.
Dan Quinn, head coach of the Atlanta Falcons, joining John and here this morning on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Coach, a lot of times you'll be faced as a head coach with having to tell your team and walk them through having to avoid some of the outside noise in the media and whatnot. When that outside noise includes you, how do you shut that out?
What's the outside noise?
You know, I mean, when...
No, I'm just kidding. I know what you're saying. I thought I'd get you on that one. I'd say, number one, it's the same, you know, from when it's going well. You know, you don't rely on anybody outside to tell you how you're playing or what you're saying. So, to me, that's the main thing. You know, like, there is only now and only this focus and only this moment this week. So when you kind of sit in there, you don't look back at the regrets of before. You don't worry about what's ahead. You just lock in on now because that's the only thing we can work on. So I try to stay true to that and put all my time and focus on our improvement. And any other time spent really isn't well spent. So I just kind of focus all our time and improving on the team and just dig for that. That's been the best way for me. I spend a lot of my time thinking about the team and how we get better, and no time to worry about anything other than that.
Sports Radio 929 Again. We're talking to Dan Quinn, Falcons head coach. Coach, how important are sacks versus getting pressure on or forcing an early throw for the quarterback?
Well, I think it's important for a couple of reasons, the sack, you know, why it's so important. One, obviously you get a chance to, you know, to cause a turnover, and that's big. And obviously the momentum, you know, that can go with that, with the, you know, the sack, you know, can get the crowd juiced up, can get your team juiced up. There's some momentum that goes with that. By the same token, you know, the term affecting the quarterback, pressure, early throws, hits, all of those matter. And the more of those you add up during the game, Hugh, they just count. It's kind of like, you know, keep pounding the rock. There's another one, there's another one, there's another one. It's going to take a while to get there, but it's definitely an important piece because of the chances for the turnovers. And to me, that's always one that you're looking for from the sack, and you know that better than anybody. When you're getting it, you better be thinking about the ball as well, because here's your chance to go get it. So it's definitely an important part of it. The whole package of affecting the quarterback is important, too. That's disguise, hits, pressures, you know, anything you can do to make it hard on them.
Falcons head coach Dan Quinn with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92 on The Game. Going into the game against Houston on Sunday, Coach, can you update us on the health of the team and where you stand now?
Yeah, so from the injury standpoint, we'll have you know, two guys that will be out today. One who will be in the concussion protocol, and that's Jamon Brown. And the other one who won't participate today is Bleedy Wilson, who had a strained groin. But we'll see where those guys go through the week, but that's where we're at today. There'll be a few other guys that are limited, but most everybody's trending in the right way to go play at our best.
Your team made a change this week, trading Duke Riley to Philadelphia. You got the veteran Jonathan Cyprian in at safety. How do you think he can – I mean, it's a pretty quick turnaround, but how do you think he helps this club?
Well, I think, you know, when you're playing down in the box at strong safety, you know, the physicality certainly has, you know, experience and proven in that space. So when Jonathan, you know, somebody we've, you know, certainly admired for a long time in terms of his game and style. So it just seemed to make sense, you know, when we had a chance to do that at strong safety. So we're glad to have him here. We'll get him up into the mix. He's got some excellent teammates to learn from, you know, notably, you know, Rico and, you know, Kamal Ishmael. Those guys will take great care of him and help him get him up to speed, you know, just as quick as we can. And he'll put the work in, too. He's made of the right stuff.
Sports Radio 929 Again. We're talking to head coach Dan Quinn of the Atlanta Falcons. So, Coach, how do you get ready for that Houston Texans team, especially that defensive line and J.J. Watt?
Yeah, and really that's, you know, on their defense, that's definitely the strength of it. And although in the offseason, when they, made one trade to go, they're playing well up front. And you see that on the outside, with Merciless and Watt. Watt plays defensive end and three technique. He'll move inside. D.J. Reader has been an excellent guy, big guy inside at nose tackle who's, been on the move, active linebacker. So that's, you're right when you talk about their team. Usually, he's the first part of the conversation that goes. But they got great size and length, in their front seven linebackers and the D-line. So good challenge for us for sure.
All right, let's switch to the other side of the ball. When you account for the Texans running game, Coach, certainly you have a couple of veteran running backs back there in Hyde and Johnson, but you also have to account for Deshaun Watson getting out into space and on the edge.
Yeah, for sure. They're averaging 5 yards a carry for a reason. And so once you add the extra element in, with Deshaun, and this guy is rock solid, tough, he'll take it on, design quarterback runs. He'll, move plays outside the pocket to get scrambling as well. Hyde's somebody we've known and played against, and as well as Duke Johnson. I think it's a good 1-2 combination with those two, all the things that, Johnson can bring, not only in the run game, but in the pass game. And Hyde, I've always thought, has been an underrated guy. He's strong. He's physical inside. So we know some about their offensive line. Obviously, we were looking at quite a few of their guys, offensive line and, heading into the draft. So we know Sharping and Howard well. And so they got two young guys heading in, and much like we had coming into our season. So it's a good group. And but Watson is certainly the focal part of it. He's such a playmaker, both in the run game and pass game.
Falcons head coach Dan Quinn. Well, Coach, we all know that in the three losses you have struggled to the team has struggled to get to halftime, with, even remotely giving themselves a chance. They played better in all three games of the second half, but that first half, especially the first, 17, 18 minutes of the game, just really puts you in a box. How do you break out of that against Houston and make sure that you're very much alive in that game?
Yeah, we 100% need to do that, John. You're 100% right, because it's so surprising in the second half. The guys are fight. They're made of the right stuff. They're going to absolutely bring it. So how do we make sure that piece is starting in the beginning? And it's something as a team we've discussed, even from a strategy standpoint, to how can we go attack and play at our best right from the get. We certainly intend on doing that. And so it's one of those problems we're going to attack with fresh eyes and say, all right, what changes can we make? How can we play that space better? We certainly intend on doing that. But like I said, all the focus is on now. And that's one of the topics for us to start on, because it affects the rest of the game. Our run-pass balance gets out. So those are the things that we're certainly talking quite a bit about this week up here in Flower Branch.
Sports Radio 929 again. We're talking to the head coach of the Atlanta Falcons, Coach Dan Quinn. Coach Quinn, why has there been so much trouble when it comes to playing AFC opponents?
Yeah, that's another one that we're trying to dig in. We get a chance to do that this week and have another chance at that. So, but that's on us to make sure all the preparation, all the things to get ourselves right. I don't know if there's a common thread under there. Hugh, if there was, we'd already have changed that. So, like I said, back to us. It's just this focus, just this team, getting familiar with some of the players, getting familiar with the scheme. But we intend on changing that around for sure. And I only think about this season and this moment. So, but to have that happen, with two of the AFC teams already, not a trend that we want, and one we've got to change.
Yeah, we're talking with Coach Quinn about the game against the Texans coming up Sunday. One of the discussions here on the radio station, at least among the fans and among all of us in the media, has been, how do you get Ito Smith more involved in this offense? I know you talk about run-pass balance, and I get that when you fall out of it, but he has been kind of a bright spot on this team, and getting him the ball and more touches seems to be something that I would think you would want to do.
Yeah, both running backs, more touches. And Free got some in the passing game, but, both of them, to get more touches. And Ito's certainly shown, a knack even down inside, into the red zone. And, as he's getting close to the goal line, he's got good vision, can change direction. But both the runners, Free has really put the work in. And so although we haven't seen the production, over the first, quarter of the season, I can tell you the work that these guys are putting in, both Free and Ito. And so they're an integral part of what we do. And we're certainly committed to getting them, the touches they need, because they can 100% help us. So both of them, should certainly be a factor, both in the run game and the pass game.
Coach, final thing from me, and we all know where we're at. Everybody gets it. But is it a case where the first half thing that I was talking about a moment ago is kind of a microcosm of the game itself, in the sense that if you can get off and get something positive in the first half, maybe score first to get a lead, you know, and change that narrative in within the game on Sunday and make that game a win over an AFC team, as Hugh was just talking about, on the road, that you change the narrative of the first half, that you could flip this script?
Well, 100% we can. And I know for us, you know, how we want to go attack and how we want to play. And so the fact that we haven't, you know, played in that style in three of the games, we've got to go do that. And so as far as starting fast, that's one of the components, but it's not the only one. There's going to be a lot of ball to play, and you know, we're going to attack the whole entire time. But it is important for us to get right from the beginning, and we certainly plan on doing that.
Sports Radio 929 again. We're talking to Coach Quinn, head coach of the Atlanta Falcons. Coach, even though we haven't had the first half that we wanted, how important are those last six division games coming in the second half of the season?
Well, I think that's a good one for you guys to go, but it's not the time for quiet reflection about what's ahead, man. Like, for us, Hugh, man, it's all about right now. And, you know, this game, this moment, this matchup, you know, we're taking our game on the road, and so let's make sure we can tighten up the things we need to and then rely on that speed and physicality. No overthinking. Let's get the training right all the way up till go time, and then, man, then you can unleash it. And we've got to be able to do that. So big picture-wise, we know it's out there, but what we want to get done and what we want to accomplish. But in order to do any of that, man, you better put your focus on this week and this moment and getting rocking today. So that's what we'll do.
All right, Coach, go to Texas, start fast, win big, and come home, and let's get this thing rolling.
All right, thanks, Bill.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.